afternoon, everybody out there listening in internet radio land, all over the world, and in outer space, maybe on other planets, if they can tune in to our atmosphere here. Don't you know what their technology is like about 100 times better than ours? Or maybe around the Earth, the Moon, made contact with planet Earth before in the past. Nowadays, welcome to my show, The Church Soul's Evolution. I'm the Reverend Blake Ruby. Hope you're having a great day. I'm watching. A very nice day. I woke up this morning and I had some Toastmasters training. Yeah, we had, actually, to begin with, we had a meeting and then the training afterwards. Something called a district executive meeting, which happens every 6 weeks. And I'm a division director, and that means that I've got 19 clubs that I'm responsible for. I've got four area directors that work for me. And we have these meetings every 6 weeks, and we go over different things that are going on, that are have gone on before in the past, social events. We've got some training coming up in December. We've got speech contests the beginning of next year. All right. Our dog just came up behind me and pushed me in the bottom. Someone let him out last week when I was having my radio show. He wanted to go out in the backyard and start barking, trying to compete with me as I was talking. So I'll see how it goes. I might have to get him back in the house. So like I was saying, also, I've got coming up this Friday, I've got to go to a high school, a local high school, walk in through the doors and go to a classroom and be the Toastmaster of the day. And what that means is I'm kind of like the MC. I'll be the MC, the master of ceremonies in charge of the meeting. They will have done almost everything already, like done the agenda and filled the roles. When I say filled the roles, I mean they got to have the general evaluator, who's the overall evaluation of the meeting, the topics master, who gives table topics, like 1 to 2 minute questions that they can answer. And then you have an awe counter, counts the awes, just like that. Then a grammarian. It depends. Different clubs have different things. They might have a joke master. We have a word master, which means we have a word of the day, and then you use the word as you're talking. You try to remember to use it, and whoever says it the most times, so-called, wins. Supposedly wins. And then we have a timer also who times the speeches. You might have a couple, for example, in a typical Toastmasters meeting that lasts 5 to 7 minutes, or possibly longer, depending on the level you are in your pathway. They call them pathways. Different subjects like motivational strategies or dynamic leadership or visionary communications. And then you have you have 5 levels in each one, and then like about 2 or 3 projects in each level. You finish those levels, and you get all 5 finished, then you finish the pathway. I've finished 3 already, over the course of about 3 or 4 years. And I've been a Toastmasters for over 16, closer to 17 years. I was a member of 2 clubs in Cleveland from 98 to 2000. And then I took some time off. I joined again in 2008. And I was a member of 3 clubs from 2008 to 2010. And I moved to San Antonio. Didn't do anything for 2 years, and I joined a club in 2012, and then 2 other clubs. I quit one of the clubs. Now I'm a member of 3 clubs. Lead to Succeed, a club for women. I'm the only man in the club. We've got about 20 members. We're all, most, except for me, they're all female. And that's pretty cool, you know. Women are sharp. It kept me on my toes over the years. And the bands, which means Succeed meets once a week, and Beyond Basics twice a month, Saturday mornings at 9, we have talked about this on previous radio shows. I used to get up Saturday morning and go to a meeting where you're in a room with 10, 15 people and you have to get up and talk. But I've gotten used to it. And then there's another club called Cheers. And it meets once a month. And it meets around San Antonio at different breweries, wineries, distilleries. And it's a different kind of take on Toastmasters. Normally you would clap when someone's getting ready to speak or when they finish speaking. But in Cheers, we raise our glasses, whether it's your favorite non-alcoholic beverage or alcoholic beverage, and you say Cheers in a loud voice. And there's some things that are skipped, like the off counter, the Marion. We don't need those. We have table topics. And we don't have a general evaluator. So we do a round-robin evaluation. Usually when you have a speech, a person will give a speech for 5 to 7 minutes, and then they'll be evaluated by an evaluator. You know, tell them what they did well, what they thought they did well, what they liked, an area or two for improvement. And so we have this, instead of a single evaluator for a speaker, we have a round robin evaluation where people volunteer to give some feedback. You know, I like the way you maintained eye contact with everybody as you were talking, or I like the way you spoke a variety, and your voice raised up and down, and you spoke fast, and all of a sudden, then you took your time, and you paused, just like that. And also, I like the way that you painted a picture when you were talking. It was very interesting, and I'd like to hear more. And I look forward to your next speech, that kind of stuff. Taking a drink. I said this in my last radio show, and I'll say it again. If you're brave enough, if you're strong enough, and if you're smart enough, you should be praying for your fellow human being. We are not invincible, in case you don't know. And I realize this more and more each day. I'm 70 years old, and I'm blessed to have lived this long. There's a lot of people like me in the world where you wonder, how am I alive today? Only by the grace and the mercy of that power up above. Just like in Simple Man. Now, remember that song by Lynyrd Skynyrd? It goes, my mama told me when I was young, come sit beside me, my only son, and listen, babe, to what I say. Some sunny. And then next verse. Oh, take your time. Don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will last. Go find a woman, oh babe, and you'll find love. And don't forget, son, there is someone up above. And be a simple kind of man. Oh, won't you do this for me, son, if you can? I'll be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple, woo, be a simple man. Or woman, too. And so, someone up above, did you know that everything that you are doing, let me finish my thought before. Pray. If you're strong enough, you're brave enough, you're smart enough. God, I heard these words from God. Not directly, indirectly, okay? So take this to the bank. I'm not joking. This is for real. I mean, hey, this is real. Are you listening? Don't forget this, please. Okay, you do me a favor? Will you not forget this? Hey, please don't forget this, okay? I mean, I'm telling you the truth here. And this is very important that you remember it. And it's really relevant, too. This could help make the world a better place. This could save the world if you could do your part. If you're brave enough, if you're strong enough, if you're smart enough, are you ready? Are you a superstar? Are you the superstar that you're meant to be? Will you do this for me, please? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? Okay, these words came from God, and I kid you not. All right? You ready? You're not gonna forget this, right? You're going to remember these words? Please. Okay, you ready? Okay, yeah, I know what you're saying. You say, okay, enough. But tell us what the words are. Okay. These words are from God, and you will remember these like tonight, later on, tomorrow, next week. Okay, you're saying, all right, what are the words? Okay, and I've said this before, but if you're new, you're listening to my radio show, this is for your benefit. Okay, God said these words, that man will prey on man until man learns to pray for man. You know what that means? Man will pray, and women, too, will prey on man or woman until they learn to pray. In other words, we'll have war and killing that's been going on for centuries on this world, on this planet, in the Milky Way galaxy, for way, way, way back, thousands of years, warfare and killing. And if only people were strong enough and brave enough and smart enough, if only people were brave enough, smart enough, and strong enough, in different order, they would be praying for each other. I pray all the time. And prayer does change things. Remember that song? It goes like this. I pray for you, and you pray for me. That's what God. You pray for me and watch God change things. My friends, you hear what I said? Man will pray, or woman will pray on man until let's pray for man. Another war and killing. Have you had enough of it? Will end if we pray for it. I've wondered about Jesus saying those words, love one another, love your neighbor. And you might have thought to yourself, how do I do that? How do we do that? The answer is by praying for each other. Praying for each other will help us another, then eventually we'll bring peace in our world. Right now, there's too many people causing too many problems and not enough love to go around. Where have you heard that before? I'm going to take a drink. That's the song by Genesis, Land of Confusion. Don't you know we're living in a land of confusion? Or a world of confusion. Too many people causing too many problems and not enough love to go around, my friends. So you need to do your part. Why don't you get a radio show on PBS like me? I know you're passionate about something. And if you can afford it, we would like to hear what you have to say. Put those thoughts and words out into the atmosphere. Help change your place. Now, they say that some things are written in stone, you know, like we're in the end time. There are my Armageddon. There might be the end of the world coming. And no way we can avoid it. It's written in stone. Like in Revelations, it says that there will be an end time where countries go to war against each other. We've already had multiple wars. We really don't want another world war. Think of all the millions of people and children and women were killed, not only in World War II, but all of the wars in the past. The way I look at that, my friends, that's the perverted kind of love. It's like people don't know how to express love. They don't know how to be honest, truthful. And this, perhaps, is the biggest challenge for us and our civilization nowadays. Just tell the truth. Me, I was raised by parents. They didn't teach me the value of this. Now, I cannot tell a lie, really. I'm like George Washington. I chopped that cherry tree. With politics nowadays, you never know who's telling the truth. You never know who's telling the truth, which reminds me of that song by the Police, Spirits of the Material World. It goes like this. There is no political solution to our troubled evolution. Have no faith in Constitution. There is no bloody revolution. Before I go on to the next verse, let me stop right there and explain why we're English rock and roll band. The fair perspective being English, not having lived in America, at least not now. Back then, they didn't. I'm going to take a drink. They say the Constitution in 17. It's bloody. Who really couldn't look? They were no more insightful than us, my friends, us human beings nowadays in this present time. No more gifted to look into the future, 200 plus years into the future, and say, well, they'll need this constitution and their political system many hundreds of years from now. Probably they weren't thinking about that. They were only concerned about themselves, what was going on then, surviving, getting enough food, starting their new country, they had anything about what people in the future were going to do. Still, don't get me wrong, I think the Constitution is a good thing that we can follow, and especially our founding fathers and their vision, we can follow that as well. However, do you put a lot of faith in it? Because logically, as I just explained, should we put a lot of faith in a constitution, which we really, the government doesn't look after the welfare of the people, we the people, right? They put their competition ahead of us, we the people, the welfare of us, we the people. That's no way to govern a country, my friend. So are our political leaders really in accordance with the... Anyway, I submit... calling each other liars. Insults being hurled at each other. And we, the people, are the victims of their lack of cooperation. Their competition is fierce. It's backstabbing. It's cutthroat. And we are the ones who are suffering. Why? Because no one seems to have the intellect to resolve their differences compromisingly. Here we have an opportunity to unite. I'm going to take a drink. major event like 9/11 catastrophe to unite like we did. Because even though we might be 50% Democrats and 50% Republicans, 50% Republicans, 50% Republicans, still, we are Americans. And as Americans, we know that we are the best. We have been blessed by Mother God of our solar system, and probably blessed also by the creator of the universe who initiated the Big Bang and put all that happened into effect, one solar system after another one. And it's stars being born, co-creator gods on a path of evolution, one life after another, through the process of reincarnation, until we become a co-creator god, not God, the creator of the universe, his herself, because the creator is both male and female, but a co-creator god living on a world of light, a very special light. It's the light of the system. All planets revolve around it. It's a very special fire, my friends. The fire of God. It's not like a match. You light a match. It's a different kind of fire. And the spirit in your body, does anybody doubt that they have a spirit in their body? Raise your hand if you think you don't have a spirit. You do. When you sleep at night, your spirit leaves your body and travels. It refreshes itself. It solves problems. It meets other people. Most of the people that you see on television, friends that you know, family, you visit them at nighttime, you solve problems. You refresh yourself. Yes, you have a spirit. We all have a spirit. Just like the song says, we are spirits in the material world. Is there any doubt now in anyone's mind, is there, that we are spirits in the material world? If the police came out with that song in 1981, put their lives and careers on the line, people back then didn't know what to think. You know, they weren't as evolved as we were. That we live here on planet Earth, more and more evolved, or spiritually developed. Our so-called leaders speak Trump, the meek, but it is the rhetoric of failure. And no disrespect intended toward. They've been saying that they're going to make the rich pay their fair share of taxes now, every single presidential election, as far back as I can remember, and no one has done it yet, right? I can understand how it gets overwhelming, you know, and the competition, as I mentioned, is so fierce that sometimes I just have to revert to lying and making up things. Some of the things they make up, it's like, wow, let me take a drink. Third verse goes like this. Where does the answer lie? Living from day to day. Is it something we can buy? There must be another way. We are spirits in the material world, our spirit, God. In the material world, our spirit, in the material world, doubt now that we have a spirit in our body, my friends. Okay, now we have established that. Let's look at what the spirit is made of. It's made of light energy. It's not made of anything physical. It's spirit matter, it's a lot of electrons, billions of electrons. You know what an electron is, right? Everyone should know. It's light energy. And does anybody know where the source of light energy is for our solar system? Anybody? Go ahead, speak it out. Yes, I know there are other suns out there, but you have to realize there's other extraterrestrials, other sentient beings out there as well that are indigenous to their solar systems and their planet. Because they're different. They're flying and hibernate. I can't wait till I get old, so I won't be bothered by you. Go fly away and leave me alone. You guard flies. That's not cool, you know? Anyway, so hold on. I'm going to get a little bit of bug spray. Hold on, please. Give me a few seconds. Okay. Put it on my ears. That's one thing I don't like. I'm sure you don't like it either. Bugs landing in your ears, on your eyebrow. Well, I get a lot of fresh air coming in here because I'm in my back patio. It's an enclosed patio with screens. We looked enough today to move. And this house, it's not a new house, but it's 14 years old like this house is. And it's about twice as much. I just live it. The free time is four bedrooms and three bathrooms. There's a little man cave I could use. Plus a man cave. And the backyard is about the same size. Actually, perhaps even a little smaller. But there's a huge tree in the backyard. You've got a couple of huge palm trees in the front yard. And I'm ready to move. I know my granddaughters are too. They live in a house. Their bedroom is so clogged up with clothes and stuff. And they've been living that way for a while. Even though, I mean, I own the house. I pay all the bills. But they need something better. And I'm ready to make that move. So God willing, God, please help us to move, to help pave the way so that everything is easy for us to make that transition from the top of the house to sell it. Thank you for everything, all our blessings. So there you go. There's a little prayer. That's all you have to do, my friend. Pray. Man will pray on man until man learns to pray for man. I pray all the time. I pray in the car. I pray walking outside. When I'm on the track, I'll pray. Pray wherever I am. There's people around, I keep it low because if I speak the words, that's all you have to do, speak the words, and they're heard. A word is what is the process is, my friend. It's not really secret, shouldn't be. It's like it says in the Bible, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing was created without the Word. So don't you know that you are speaking words, we are speaking words. Like sentient beings, intelligent sentient beings with the capability by they might speak. But telepathy is the language you know being out there. Legends, ASTRAL, Legends TV. They've got these really cool videos. I don't know where they got this information, but there are some videos. There's four episodes where they say, these are the extraterrestrials in our Milky Way galaxy that we know, they don't say we believe, that we know exist. And they have other videos about the grays. There's many, many different variations of the gray aliens, you know, stereotypical people, grayish skin, tannish, greenish skin, big dark eyes, slanted some, pointed ears, and they're out there. And they live on different planets, and they have usually a higher evolutionary status than we do here on Earth. As I mentioned before, our planet Earth, and it's a jewel of a planet, isn't it? It's a beautiful planet. The life here is just amazing. There's all the insects and fish and birds. There's a different variety here on Earth. And however, it is a category one planet, which means on a scale of 1 to 9, whereas 1 is the lowest and 9 is the highest, our planet is the lowest. And what does that mean? It means that there's a lot of war and killing that goes on because it's a planet where animals eat each other. And not all the planets around the universe inhabited by sentient beings are that way, my friends. And believe it or not, that affects our psyche. And we eat animals. And our bodies can grow adequately, sufficiently, by eating meat and dairy and eggs. It will grow the body from when we are babies to when we become adults, and we can live to be 100 years old and eat everything we want. So don't worry about that. But know that a lot of the problems that we have in our society, in our civilization, is because we're in that food chain. And we are surrounded by all that other life I just mentioned. Not to mention also, in addition, the atmosphere plays in here, and all the different ways that we can get killed by the weather, tornadoes and hurricanes, case in point with Hurricane Helene in Florida. You saw what it did to Florida, and all those people's lives have been ruined. That is always in the back of our minds, especially people that are in the path of possible future hurricanes, right? Even here in Texas, and in Houston especially, we're not free from the danger of possible other hurricanes coming up in the future. Maybe not this season, but next season and so on. And then tornadoes always are spawning throughout the United States in different areas, usually up north of Texas in the tornado belt in Oklahoma and Kansas, etc. And lightning strikes a lot of people throughout the world on an annual basis. A lot of people get killed by lightning, and then there's volcanoes that might explode and spew their lava and ash and rocks and kill people that way. And then there's, what else? Tsunamis, there's flooding, there's wildfires. Wildfires kill a lot of people. So we're living on a kind of a violent planet, you know what I'm saying? And it takes a brave soul to come here and live their life. Hard existence here. It's meant to be that way because we learn when things are hard, and our soul gets developed. And of evolutionary category. Now, some of us have been around a while, you know what I'm saying? We are the advanced, evolved souls, the old souls. Some are younger. It all depends on how many past lives you have. Are you interested in finding out how many past lives you have? You could have none. You could be a brand new soul. I don't think, in my opinion, that there are many young souls, new souls here on planet Earth because of a difficult learning environment. It is so hard. But then there are some that may have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 80, 100. And lower evolutionary planets. Now, those are known as mystic travelers. And believe it or not, they do choose to, some in this whole evolutionary situation to help each other. And there's a lot of singers, Becky Beverly sang a beautiful rendition of We Are One, transition to the afterlife. Fairly recently, he was 78 years old, I think. I saw him in his band. Like my wife and I saw him six or seven times. And he sang some pretty beautiful songs. I mean, they weren't like radio hits, but they were beautiful in their own right, in their own way. Like We Are One, Joy and Pain. Joy and pain is like sunshine and rain. You ever heard that song? Also, Happy Feelings. That was another song. You ever, like, throughout the day, you might be feeling down. Oh, man, I got to work. I got to work 5 more years, 10 more years. Oh, man, I got to go to this meeting. And all of a sudden, you get a happy feeling like, hey, you know, I feel good. I don't know why. I feel good. Feel happy. Happy. You ever heard this song before by the Cow Sills back in 1967? It goes like this. I'm going to take a drink. I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to mind. She sat there and smiled at me. And I knew she could make me happy, happy, happy. Flowers. I love the flower girl. Oh, I don't know why. She simply caught my eye. I love the flower girl. She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind. That was by the Cow Sills. That was like the Brady Bunch, a mother and the children, and they had a few other hit songs. Indian Lake was one of them, and that one, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things is what it was called, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things. And let me take another drink. I'm going to sing the last verse for you. Suddenly, the sun broke through. I turned around, and she was gone. And all I had left was one little flower in my hand. And I knew she had made me happy, happy, happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. I love the flower girl. Was she reality or just a dream to me? I love the flower girl. Her love showed me the way to find a sunny day. Sunny day. The Rain, The Park, and Other Things. Oh, how about that song by Mungo Jerry? I think around 67, too. I'm going to take a drink. And it goes like this. In the summertime is pretty much through here in San Antonio, my friends. It's not going to get too hot like it did before. In the summer, we got a string of 100-degree plus days. Mungo Jerry in the summertime. It goes like this. Oh. 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 In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can get right up and I forgot the word. In the summertime, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find, which isn't recommended now. Have a drink and a drive, you can get a DUI. Back then, though, in the 60s, they really didn't think about DUIs and people getting killed by drunk drivers. You know, God forbid, still happens nowadays. Anyway, oh, the dogs have come out. There's two doggies, and Goldie and Lenny. Lenny is a German short-haired pointer, and Goldie is an American pit bull terrier, and they're beautiful dogs. And they're doing their thing in the backyard. Goldie's doing her thing. Lenny got locked into a bathroom last night upstairs, and he was very put out by that. He must have been locked up in there for about 2 hours, barking, trying to get out. And he's been very morose and subdued today. But I think he's getting over it. Lenny, are you over it yet? You've been traumatized, man. But usually he's a bundle of energy. He'll go running around the backyard, all around the fence like he's running around the track, cutting here and there. I mean, full speed, and this dog can run. He's fast. Back to what I was saying about the ETs out there, and if you watch those Astrolegend TV videos, you'll see that there are also a lot of humanoid, like human beings, kind of extraterrestrial. There are hundreds of thousands of planets out there in the Milky Way galaxy, my friends, that are inhabited by sentient life. Life is not the exception, it's the norm in our universe, my friends. And just because we don't there are lots of inhabited planets out there, the universe is teeming with life. Walk was flat. Just now, we don't think that there are other beings out there. That we think, I think most people believe that we are alone in the universe. What about, what sayeth you, my friend? What do you, or around, living their daily lives, eating their food, going to bed at night, going to the bathroom, people like us, human beings, different areas of the world, mostly in Europe, used to think that planet Earth was at the center. God, we revolve around our sun, and our sun revolves around the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and our against to larger screen. Life, as I mentioned before, by accident, isn't those other planets out there that they're discovering more and more each day with those very high-tech telescopes? Or do you think, are you one of those people that landed the moon? But that was just a video somewhere in the Arizona desert. As the Earth was going by, not really going anywhere. Very, for like a split second, like the figure, an image of an airplane been in the Pentagon back in 9/11. What else could it have been? An explosion? Some people, they're not very. They want to be that way. We need to. Because it's that lot. We can't resolve our difference peacefully. The lack. Yeah, we killed the leader from. Our mother. How do they look at something like? That way, like maybe one. Maybe he was sexually abused as a child, you know? Or being attracted to child. That we Putin for one brain wound Afghanistan not in there anymore, and we invaded Iraq, right? In 2003, first of all in 1991 in Desert Storm. So we can't be hypocritical. Let's not be hypocritical. Let's be smarter than that. Let's value much more. That Hamas leader, yeah, maybe he was a bad guy. But did he deserve to die? Is the chain reaction, the ripple effect of killing cycle of revenge keeps on going and going? And we're not going to because they don't have a lot of money over there. And it's the same with other countries around the world who are poverty-stricken. And a lot of these fighters, they're fighting for money to feed their families. You have to understand that, right? I'm going to take a drink. Not to say that they're a bad person. They live their lives like we do, minute by minute, throughout the day. They go to sleep at night. They drink. They have. They make love to their wife. They just want to live a normal life, but they don't have any money. So what would you do if you didn't have any money? You'd resort to whatever you needed to do to get food on the table for your family, wouldn't you? Right? A lot can be said about that. Well, I phrase that. That's probably the situation with all these countries that are engaged with warfare. In Ukraine, for example. Think about the annual income of the people, that the average annual income of people in Palestine or in the Gaza Strip or in Ukraine or other countries that like Iraq or Afghanistan. Yeah, how about Afghanistan? What would be the average annual income for an Afghan civilian in Afghanistan? Let me say Drake. Oh man, how am I doing at the time? I only got a few more minutes. Yeah. I got water. But you are not. Away. That question made me talking fast. But now I think I'm okay now. So how can we get smarter, my friends? Read, do the research. Don't trust, like the ancient alien says, question everything. Don't take anything for granted. Seek the truth. Walk alone. You're going to die alone. They're going to bury you. Bury us or cremate us. You're not going to be buried with anyone else. You are a soul and a spirit. It's like the babies and they're in a mother's wombs. Think about it, my friends. You've heard me say on the case of abortion, back and forth, both sides, because I don't really want to take one side over the other, but consider this, that we are alive right now because we weren't aborted. We are a soul and a spirit, and that soul and that spirit, that eternal soul and spirit, enters the human baby's body. Until the baby exits the mother's womb. You know? To increase the lamp of our soul, born and die, the object is to have a brighter, shining light in our soul. Our soul is a little piece of light, the Creator. And it shines. You'll see, when you exit your body, when I exit my body, I will shine with a kind of light. And that you're going to see in the afterlife, to include the Mother and Father God, and these very high-ranking angels and patriarchs of the Bible and the disciples that all shine with brilliant light. How am I doing on time? BBS Radio? Do I have about a minute or 1 minute? Okay. All right. That's it, my friends. My time is up. Thank you for listening. I love you. I know you love me. God loves us all. The Creator loves each and every one of us unconditionally. Remember that. Also, everything is the way it's supposed to be. Don't worry. And everything's going to be all right at the end. Be a man unto a man. Pray for man. Be a savior. Save the world like Jesus did. We need everybody's help. Talk to you next week.